Ken, let's finish from last time. We'll finish the words of the tour of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, and then we're going to go back to page Taf Yud Tet to see the words of the Bet Yosef. Okay? So on page Taf Kaf, the back page of your booklet, in the middle of the page where it says, Leshon Ahi Harav Rabbeinu Yechiel. It's the first wide line, the widest line. Ve'amud Taf Kaf. Leshon Ahi Harav Rabbeinu Yechiel. As you know, the Tur, Rabbeinu Yaakov Baal HaTurim, he had a brother who was also a great Gaon, Rabbeinu Yechiel. The two boys of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. Rabbeinu Asher, the Rosh, had two sons who were Rishonim. Huh? Talk about Chinuch Yeladim. His two children grew up to be Rishonim. Echad Haya Rabbeinu Yaakov Baal HaTurim, Echad Haya Rabbeinu Yechiel Ben Arosh. So let's see. Leshon Achi Harav Rabbeinu Yechiel says like this, Dorshe Reshumot Hem Hasidei Ashkenaz Asher Hayu Shoklim Vesofrim Mispar Minyan Tevot HaTfilot VeHaBrachot UKeneged Ma Nitkenu. So the Hasidei Ashkenaz, you know, in the old Germany, in Germany of the 1100s, 1200s, They were known by the title Hasidei Ashkenaz. There were big tzaddikim there at that time. Many of them were Baalei Tosfot and others and Rishonim. They were known Hasidei Ashkenaz. Not only were they Geonim, they were very, very big tzaddikim. And thank you so much. How did you know that I need it? Wow, I really do. Thank you. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nihya B'Dvaro. So they had a thing that they did, and that was Dorshe Reshumot. What is Dorshe Reshumot? They would be giving drashot on the words that are written, such as, he says, Hayu Shoklim Vesofrim, they would count the number of letters of the tefillot and the brachot, and they would tell us why this number corresponding to a certain pasuk that has this and this number. That was their thing, the Hasidei Ashkenaz, they were Dorshe Reshumot. We're going to see soon in the Bet Yosef, B'Shem Rabbeinu... B'Chol HaTfilot, no rak ha-18. Achshav anachnu nitmaked al ha-18, aval we're going to see soon in the Bet Yosef, B'Shem Rabbeinu David Abu Darham, that they didn't hold so much of this idea to make a number, and this, that al pi ha-pshat, there's no reason. Anyway, we have different minagim and different words, so each one is a different number. So what are you going to do now? Are you going to go according to certain other psukim now? So we'll see. But the Hasidei Ashkenaz, which the Tur brings them down a lot. We saw this in Ilchot Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if you remember, when we were talking about Zochenu Lechaim Tovim, Melech Hafetz B'Chaim. And so why? He told us it has 11 words. And it's keneged this and this pasuk. The Tur brings this down a lot. So over here, he's going to do the same thing. Keneged manit kenu. Amru, they said, shebeshalosh brachot harishonot yesh mea veshevah tevot. They said that in the first three brachot of the Amidah, that's Magen Avraham, Mechaya Metim, and Nael HaKadosh, altogether, if you count the words, it's 107 words. Why? Why 107? They say, Lefi sheyesodan mimizmor havu l'Hashem b'nei elim. Because the foundation for the Amidah, if you remember, we said that it comes from the mizmor of havu l'Hashem b'nei elim. The Tur said in the beginning of the Siman, why do we begin with the bracha of Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? Because keneged the mizmor that has the name of Hashem 18 times, mizmor le David, and there it starts off with Havu Lashem Bene Elim. Maze Bene Elim, Am Israel, who are the children of the mighty ones, Elish Baale Koach. Who are those? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's why we start Havu Lashem HaRishon, the first bracha that we give to Hashem. We mention Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So being that Yesodan mi mizmor Havu Lashem Bene Elim, Ubo Tishim ve'achat Tevod. Now in Mizmor Le David that we say every Friday night, Havu Lashem, there are 91 words. Okay, we're coming up short. How many more words do we need? 16. We need to get to 107, right? So there you have 91. Umin ha-pasuk. Now, if you take, there's another pasuk in Yeshaya. It starts with the word ki bir'oto yeladav vegomer. Kedeita beperek sheni demgilah, as the Gemara in the second perek of Megillah tells us, mara ulomar bina achar kedushat Hashem. The Gemara tells us there, why is it that the bracha of atachonen adam daat, umlamed leenosh bina, why of wisdom, asking for wisdom, why does that follow the bracha of kedusha? So dichtiv, the Gemara there says, because it says in Yeshaya kaftet, Pasuk Kav Gimel, ki bir'oto yeladav vegomer, continue, ad v'igdishu et kedosh Yaakov et Elohei Yisrael. Remember, that's the familiar words. We sing it on Rosh Hashanah, right? V'igdishu et kedosh Yaakov, remember? Et Elohei Yisrael. So that comes from a pasuk in Yeshaya. And there it says in Yeshaya, V'igdishu, Am Yisrael sanctify the name of Hashem, usmichle, and immediately after that, what does it say? V'yad'u to'e ruach bina. So that those who go lost, they will know bina. Oh, so that's why after Kedusha, V'igdishu et Kedosh Yaakov, to'e ruach bina, we ask for a chokma bina v'da'at. Now, in that pasuk, uvo 16 tevot. That pasuk has 16. Hare me'a v'sheva. So if you put that pasuk together with Mizmor David that begins with Bnei Elim, you have 107 words. All right. Yafe. Ze chaside Ashkenaz. Tzach latet kavod. You have to give kavod. These were kedoshei elyon. This is the remez that they come up with. They go further. Ubracha rishona. Now let's dissect each bracha separately. The first bracha, which is Magen Avraham, yesh ba 42 tevot. The tour says it has 42 words. The Tur says, nothing was told to me. What's the 42? Why 42? So the Tur says, I'll share with you whatever comes to my mind until we know better. He says, until someone tells me a better reason, I'll tell you what I think. So here he goes, how to come up with a number of 42. I can say like this. Keneged ve'e'escha legoy gadol. We have a pasuk in Lech Lecha, ken Lech Lecha me'atzecha moratecha, ve'e'escha legoy gadol, va'avarechecha, va'gadel ha'shemecha, ve'heye beracha. That pasuk is very important to us because, as far as the first bracha of Amidah is concerned, because ve'e'escha legoy gadol, Rashi brings over there, zehu she'omrim Elohe Avraham, va'avarechecha, zehu she'omrim Elohe Yitzchak. והגדל השמחה זהו שאומרים אלו יעקב, יכול יהיו חותמים בכולם, ויהיה ברכה, אין חותמים אלא בך. We end off with מגן אברהם. So you see that pasuk is connected to the first ברכה of the עמידה. Now, how many more words in that pasuk שיסודה ממנו? ובו שמונה תיבות. Over there you have 8 words. Still have some homework till 42, כן? Okay? וכנגד ויברכהו ויאמר ברוך אברהם לאל עליון קונה שמיים וארץ. You take another pasuk in Parshat Lech Lecha, which Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, told Avraham, when Avraham came back from the fight with the 5 kings, and he was victorious. So Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, Hotzi Lechem Vayayin, he brought food as a greetings to Avraham. And what did he say? He said, Vayvarechehu Vayomar Baruch Avraham Le'el Elyon Kone Shamayim Varetz, which sounds familiar. That's where we get the words in the first bracha, El Elyon Kone Shamayim Varetz, Shemisham Bazeh HaMatbeya. That's where these words come from. Ubotesh Atevot. So that gives us another 9. So far we have 9 of Avarechecha, plus these 9, how much we have? 18. Now we need more. וכנגד כי ידעתיו למען אשר יצווה ידעתי כי ידעתיו למען אשר יצווה את בניו ואת ביתו אחריו לשמור דרך השם לעשות צדקה ומשפט. Now, what is that pasuk talking about? That pasuk is talking about how Avraham Avinu made sure to educate his family to walk in the ways of Hashem. וזהו וזוכר חסדי אבות ומביא גואל לבני בניהם. That's connected to the words וזוכר חסדי אבות. Hashem remembers the righteousness of the אבות הקדושים, and he brings גאולה לבני בניהם. ויש בו 25 תיבות. In that pasuk you have 25 words. 25 plus 18, הרי 42. So, תראה. מה זה? No, the first pasuk had 8. My mistake. The first pasuk had 8. The second pasuk had 9, and this pasuk has 25, altogether 42. I said 9 and 9. So it's 42. So therefore, that's what the tour comes up with, how, why the first bracha is 42 words. By the way, one thing we learn from this clearly is that we have to be careful to say the words of the tefillah, not to skip any words, and not to add any words from our own, because we're messing up with the numbers. So we have to make sure we say every word clearly. That's one thing we learn from here. Okay, so that's one pirush. Ve'od yacholani lomar, says the Tur, I could come up with another explanation. Keneged pasuk acher, corresponding to a different pasuk. Ahar ha-devarim ha-ele haya devar Hashem el Avram b'machaze lemor. After these words, after these happenings, Hashem told Abraham, Al tira Avram secharecha anochi magen lach secharecha harbe meod. This was the pasuk right before the mitzvah of Brit Milah. So over there, Shemisham husad magen Avraham. That's where we got the words. Why we say Baruch Ata Hashem magen Avraham? Efo katuv shehu magen Avraham? Katuv sham anochi magen lach. So that's the pasuk where it says anochi magen lach veyesh bo 19 tevot, and it has 19 words. Ukeneged, and then you add another pasuk veAvraham ayo yele goy gadol uveyesh bo 11 tevot. So far we have what? 19 plus 11 is what? 30. Ken? Okay. We need a third pasuk. Ukeneged, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Aleph. Habit, we just learned about this pasuk around 5 dapim before in Masechet Yevamot. Habitu el Avraham avichem ve'el Sarah teholelchem. Look, always look up to Avraham, your father, and to Sarah, your mother. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Aleph Perek Bet. Sheyesh bo 12 tevot. It has 12 tevot words. Hare 42. That's once again 42. So it's interesting. I mean, you have here combinations of psukim that have to do with Avraham Avinu and the words of the tefillah that we say in the bracha, and they add up to the number of letters of 42, which is the number of letters of the bracha. Hare 42. And then he says a third pirush. Ukeneged shem shel 42. Also, keneged, the name of 42 letters, the name of Hashem of 42. There's, you know, we say every day, Ana Bechoach. Ana Bechoach, the Rashi Tevot of Ana Bechoach is names of Hashem, right? It's good to have in mind, to look at that and to have it in mind. That's Shem Membet. It's 42 letters, right?
Hashemot.
The Shemot, the 42 letters. Lo Aminim, Hashemot, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, Taf, Tzadik, Vechule. What's it? To have the Rashi Tevot. When you read Anna Bechor Gedulat Yeminecha Tatir Tzerura, have in mind the Rashi Tevot. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. And in the Sidur, right after the sentence, you see they bring you the name. So this is called Shem Mem Bet. You count all those letters, you'll see it's 42. So the Tur, he's not really explaining himself. All he's saying is that the first bracha of the Amidah has 42, corresponding to the name of Hashem of 42 letters. Shepirshu oto al ha'avot. I don't know what that means, but the Tur is saying that Shepirshu oto al ha'avot, that the name Membet, Chachamim explained it on the Avot HaKadoshim. Lech teda. It's definitely, he's hinting to Kabbalah over here. Velachen ota rishona shel bracha bet, ve'acharona mem. Hare Membet. That too, he saved the best for the last. He said that's why the first letter starts with Baruch, and it ends with Magen Avraham Mem. That's Mem Bet. That's 42. So not only does it have 42 letters, it's also Bet in the beginning, Mem at the end, to hint to those collection of psukim that point to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the words of the Amidah, and also to the name of Hashem, the holy name of 42 letters.
Are we talking about the first bracha?
The first bracha, the first one, from Baruch till Magen Avraham. So with this, we conclude the words of the Tur in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. If you have a moment, let's quickly see some words in the Bet Yosef on page Taf Yud Tet, the page before. Mamash Ha'amud Lifnei.
Azecha, Tur, Nishma Yoter, Darshan.
Pashtani, Darshan.
Azecha, Lo Yoter,
Alecha, Ulo, Yafe, Ze Nikuda Chashuva Shata Omer. Tur, Omnam, Rov Azman, Kamuvan, Ikar Dvarav Ze Halacha. Obviously, the bulk of his sefer is Hilchati, But from time to time, he will go on drush, like he just did. From time to time, he will do that. It's very sweet to learn the tool. I love learning the tool, even just the tour itself, even without anything else. Very, very sweet, the tour. He puts in a lot of tzitzim ufrachim, shoshanim. It's very nice, very nice. And most of the time, the halakha is like the tour, why not? Not all the time, but most of the time. You won't go wrong. You won't go wrong if you learn tour. It's a very, make sure in your lifetime to go through arba turim. Very important. Very important. Make sure, go through it. Just like you want to go through Shas, Bavli, Zad Hashem Shas Yerushalmi, also, arba turim is a must. Arba turim, afilu be'avara, afilu ma'er, even quick. But to go through it, very, very important. Very, very important. I know it can't be fast. Betzura chafif. I didn't mean that. Chas v'shalom. לא, 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 אני לא רוצה למנוע ממך שום לימוד אחר. לא, בוודאי ש... זהו, זהו. זה מה שאני אומר. אז אתה, הוא צודק, חביבי, זה לא מספיק, אבל מה שאפשר, מה שאפשר. מה שאפשר. אבל אל תפסיק את הלימודים שלך, לא התכוונתי, לא. התכוונתי להוסיף עוד, להעמיס עליך עוד יותר. הרי מה כתוב בפסוק? ברוך השם יום יום יעמוס לנו. הוא מעמיס עלינו טובות. He piles it on, piles it on. יעמוס, להעמיס, in Hebrew, means to pile on, you know? כן? עמוס means a lot.
I want to say, yes. The only English-speaking rabbi that they have tried to find that actually does it.
Well, okay, you told me this once, and I appreciate it. It's a big thing. It's a big zechut to learn the two. I love learning the two. Very beautiful. I'm keeping count, by the way. I know we didn't go in order, but I'm keeping track of all the simanim that we're doing. And Be'ezrat Hashem, before Mashiach comes, we'll finish the two. Anyway, so the Bet Yosef, we cannot forget, Morenu v'Rabenu, Rabbeinu Yosef Karo Zechuto Tagen Aleinu in the Bet Yosef. So if you look on the page Taf Yud Tet, okay? So there he writes like this. Just a few minutes. So go to the right hand. Both columns on this page are Bet Yosef. The Bach didn't write anything here. So both columns on the Bet Yosef. Go to the right, the top of the right. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'givor v'ha'nora en le'osif alav k'de'ita b'perik en omdim ha'hu denachit. If you remember, we learned in the tour that we're not supposed to add shevachim to ha'el ha'gadol ha'givor v'ha'nora. Stop. That's it. You don't start continuing ha'izuz v'ha'chazak v'ha'yafe v'ha'adu. No. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'givor v'ha'nora. Even those, the Gemara says, if it wasn't for Moshe Rabbeinu and Anshei Knesset HaGdola that they said it, we wouldn't have said it. Because what are you even starting? What are you even starting? When you stop, it's as if that's it. Ad kan shevache demara. Okay, so we went through that. Katav haRambam beSefer haMore. Here is a special treat. The Bet Yosef is bringing the Rambam not from Mishne Torah, not even from Pirusha Mishnayot, but from haMore Nevuchim, the Sefer More Nevuchim, the Guide of the Perplexed that the Rambam wrote. In Chelek Aleph, Perek Nun Tet. על זה המאמר לא אמר משל למלך בשר ודם שהיו לו 1,000 דינרי זהב ומקלסים אותו במאה. You see, the Gemara over there in Masechet Brachot says, משל למה הדבר דומה? To a person who had thousands and thousands of golden coins and you praise him, oh majesty, the one you have thousands and thousands of silver coins. That's how the Gemara says over there. לא נמצא גנאי הוא. The Gemara says, isn't that you're putting him down? He has a lot of gold coins. You put him into second rate. That's not nice. So Hashem is endless. And you're going to tell him now 20 titles? Hashem is infinite titles. You give him 20. So the Rambam picked up on something. The Mashal that the Gemara gave was not someone who has 1,000,000 of golden coins. You praise him with 1,000 of golden coins. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said gold versus silver. The Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam says, you know why? Shehaya Moreh Zeh HaMashal. Because if it would have said that, if it would have said, how could you praise someone who has 1,000,000 golden coins with the fact that he has 1,000 golden coins? That would have meant, על של שלמויותיו יתברך יותר מאלו השלמויות אשר יוחסו לו כי הם ממיניו. The Rambam says it would make it sound as if the types of perfections that you are comparing to Hashem's perfection are only different in number but not in kind. Which means someone has 1,000,000 golden coins and you praise him on a lower level of saying you have 1,000 golden coins. So the only problem here is you're only decreasing in the number of golden coins, but you're still within the league. It's still gold. Okay? So that the Gemara did not even bother to give such a mashal. That's for sure not. Chas v'shalom, en ha'inyan ken, kemo shebi'arnu b'mofet. The difference between the perfection of Hashem and any perfection that we can fathom in this world is not just in quantity. No. It's in quality, which means in essence of the matter, bichlal, it's different. Aval chokhmat ze ha-mashal hu omro, the chokhmah of chachamim in their mashal is when they said, dinare zahab, umkalsim oto b'shel kesef. That was the mashal. Why? Lehorot, she'elu shehem etzlenu shlemuyot. What we consider perfections in this world, en etzlo yitbarach miminam davar. It doesn't even begin to remotely compare to the shlemuyot, to the perfections of Hashem. It's not even the same kind. Ela kulam hisaron behuko yitbarach. They are considered imperfections in as far as Hashem is concerned. Kemo she'amar ubi'er baze ha'mashal v'halo genayhu. So that's a diuk from the Rambam in Morin Nebuchim on the Gemara. It's Kedai. You have your Gemara, you say Ayen, you know, Morin Nebuchim, or Bet Yosef who brings down Morin Nebuchim. This little point on the mashal that I think it's Rabbi Hanina that gives over there on the Gemara, mashal lemelech shayu lo mea alfe alfe dinare zahav umekalsim oto be alfe dinare kesef. That's the mashal. If we're going to give shevachim to Hashem from what we know, not only in number are you putting him down, you're putting him down also in the quality. It's not even the same kind of perfection. Okay. Uma shekatav rabenu b'shemri d'davka b'tfila ka'amar. No, we don't have time to go into this one. We'll save this. I want you to turn the page. Go back to the back. That's the page that we were doing of the tool, the last page, because the other piece will take us too long. Here we'll do. Go all the way to the top of the page of Tafkaf. Katuv be'agaot asheri. Sof perikama dibrachot b'shem or zarua. Shemi shemitpalel uba goy kenegdo. ויש לו שתי וערב, אל ישתחווה במודים, אף על פי שליבו לשמיים. דהגאות השרי, writes that in the end of the first perek of Brachot, הגאות השרי, you find it in the Rosh. At the back of the Gemara you have the Rosh. Inside the Rosh you have little marginal notes called הגאות השרי. Over there he says, בשם דה אור זרוע, I think we mentioned recently, the הגאות השרי almost always quotes the אור זרוע. The אור זרוע says that someone who was praying Amidah, and a non-Jew comes towards him, and he's wearing a cross. Sheti va'erev. And dafka be'oto zman, that he's about to do modim, where he's about to bow down. Be careful, do not bow down modim when that person is passing with his cross, so that it should not look chas v'shalom like avodah zarah. Af al pi shelibo l'shamayim, even though your heart obviously is directed towards heaven, not to any other kind of garbage, but still it shouldn't even have an appearance of ishtachava. And then the Bet Yosef just adds something that's very simple. He says, "V'davar pashut de'u adin nishal mekomot sheshochim bahem shelo yishchem mishum demech ze kemishtachave le'avodah zarah." The Or Zarua said modim, but any other place where you bow down also, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, be careful that there's no one passing by with any kind of cross or the like. Katav harav Rabenu David Abu Darham. I want you to know, we the Sfaradim, our nuschaot of the tefillah is based almost entirely on the Abu Darham. Rabbi David Abu Darham. He has his sefer, it's called Abu Darham. Okay. כמו רבו, לא ממש רבו, אבל בדור הקודם לפני אבית יוסף, והוא תמיד מביא אותו, הוא ומארי אבו אבי. So the Abu Darham, you'll see in his sefer, he mamash, he gives us the nusach of the tefillah. And we, the Sfaradim, we go more like the Abu Dhabi, not like the Ashkenazim, they have different sources. We go like the Abu Dhabi. So Rabbi David Abu Darham writes, Yesh anashim shemanu atevot sheyesh bechol bracha ubracha miyutchet. There are those that counted the words of each bracha in the Shmone Esre, veheviu psukim al kol bracha meinyana, and they brought psukim to correspond, like we saw Chasidei Ashkenaz, sheolim tevotehem keminyan tevot habracha, that they have the same number. Abu Darham admits, he says, in my youth, I used to do this also. I would look to count the numbers and to find psukim that correspond. He says, when I grew older, I realized, it's a waste of time, he says. Why? There's no foundation to this and there's no root to this. Why? Ki lo timtza makom ba'olam she'omrim yudchet be'inyan echad teva be'teva. Already in the time of the Abu Darham lived in the early 1400s. And already in his time, he says that you won't find one place in the whole world where they say the exact same words. Look, we know that, right? You open up Ashkenaz, different words. Even among the Sfaradim, you open up a Rav Mazuz, you know, Sif Lecha Ita Mila Azot, Ita Mila Azot, Lakach Lecha Misham, and Berishchai, this way, that way, Rav Uvadia, this way, that way. No, already from that time, it wasn't exact. So what now? I'm going to count the letters. So I'm going to count the letter of this Sidu. So I have to found Tanakh, Bidavka for this Sidu. So no, it doesn't go like this.
Huh?
Shela Toba. Ulai nomar b'ze mashu, rak shnia. He says, Ki lo timtza makom ba'olam she'omrim yudchet b'inyan echad teva b'teva. Ela yesh mosifim tevot v'yesh gorim. Some add, some take away. V'im ken ha'minyan hazeh no mo'il, ela le'mi she'asa'o ve'lo le'zulato. He says, this number only helps for the one who made that nusach and not for anyone else. V'lama natriach ala sofrim le'kotvo. So why should we burden, I really enjoyed this, why should we burden the sofrim to count? Ma count, everybody's saying a different thing. So it's not, so the Bet Yosef, he brings this silently, right? That means he agrees with him. And the reason is because the Hasidei Ashkenaz, they counted the letters, but that's according to Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Sfarad is different. And so it doesn't work out all the time, and therefore, avdavka. Two points I want to say and to conclude. One point we'll say like this to address what Rabbi Nissan is asking. Why is that? How could you? What do you mean? What do you mean? This one says like this. This one says like that. I have to make something very clear. The matbea brachot Anshei Knesset HaGdola, they made it, and whatever Anshei Knesset HaGdola made, we cannot change. What is the part of the brachot that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola gave us? 2 points. The content and the chatima. Meaning, the topic, hanoseh shel habracha, the topic of the bracha, and the ending of the bracha. Maybe there, you'll ask me from one case I have in mind. I'm not going to say it out, because if you're not bothered, I'm not going to get myself into that. But there's one exception. One exception is pretty good. All the chatimot, all the endings of the brachot are the same. Baruch atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. Afilu im atah Ashkenazi from the North Pole, gam atemani from the South Pole, he says, Baruch atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. Af echad lo mishaneh. Baruch atah Hashem, mechaye ametim. Baruch atah Hashem, el hakadosh. Chonen hadat. Ein mi sheomer chonen bina, chonen ze, or noten hadat. No. Chonen hadat. Meifo ze higia? Where did it come from? Came from Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Whatever came from Anshei Knesset HaGdola, nobody changes. Mevarech Hashanim. And the rest, okay? All the rest. And the topic of the bracha, which means kedusha, da'at, teshuvah, selicha, geula, okay? Refuah, parnasa, okay? That's the order, galuyot, and so on. These topics, nobody changes. You don't have Ashkenazim doing this one before this one, and the Sfaradim doing this. No, it's the same order. This nishar chazak. Yesod Mutzak. The inside of the bracha, the words of the inside of the bracha, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Galut. He spread us all around. Inu shalach otanu lisfarad. He sent us to Spain. He sent us to France. Morocco. He sent us to Germany, to North Africa, Morocco, Algeria, Libya, right? Egypt, Syria, Persia, Iraq, whatever you want, Poland, China, Germany, China, afilu, Italia, yeah, right? Man. You have, oh, what, lama, lama, rabotai. Why did he spread us everywhere? Lefazer et haTorah, והגמרא אומרת את זה, זה נכון, to spread the Torah, I'll tell you עוד דבר קצת יותר עמוק, תשמע את זה. You know why? הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted, שהשם ימחל אם אני אומר דבר לא נכון, אבל I believe very, very much in this. השם wanted that the Torah should be, מה זה לפזר את התורה? That the Torah should be with all the flavors that are possible. Now, in every country you have a different culture. You know, you go to London, for example, you feel, you went to a whole different planet. I'm serious. I felt, when I went to London, I felt like I jumped into the 1960s. וכשחזרתי לסידרהרסט, קפצתי בחזרה, 2020. I'm serious. You feel like you're in a different, every country has its own culture, its own way, its own ממש. מה זה? מה זאת אומרת? So each culture develops different feelings. And the feelings develop different wording in the brachot. And you'll check. If you study the differences between Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, you'll see, ah, ze avar alehem kacha, lachen hem omim kacha. Because they felt like this. They had such a culture like they suffered in this particular way. Therefore, they put a emphasis more on this word. And the Sfaradim, more on this word. I cannot give examples right now, but this is a fascinating, fascinating limud. So the middle of the brachot was an area that Hashem wanted, be creative, according to your feelings. So the way we have it today, the Sfaradim, it's infused with all the feelings of our forefathers in Spain and in all the other countries that we were, in Portugal and all the others, and the Ashkenazim in all their countries. That's the middle. Aval the Nose and the Chatima stayed the same. The area of creativity was given more or less. By the way, it's more or less the same. Here and there words. It's not mamash like Chinese versus French. No, it's the same words. Aval po visham different. There was another point that I wanted to say. Oh, one more point I wanted to say. Even though the Bet Yosef said this in the name of the Abu Daham, that we don't, you know, the numbers, we don't go after this. Aval al pi Kabbalah, there is a mashma'ut, there is a significance to the numbers of the words of the tefillah. You'll see in the workings of the Ari HaKadosh, Ben Ish Chai, the Rashash Rabbi Shalom Sharavi, and all the Mikubalim, there is a specific number to each bracha. Asher Yatzar has 45 letters, Keminyan Gematria Adam, and so on. And the reason for the numbers are based more on, you know, Kabbalah and Imyanim like that. So what the Bet Yosef meant, what Abu Darham is talking about here, is the finding psukim corresponding to. That's not necessarily, you know, to the taste of the Abu Darham. Aval, do we have to be careful to stay within what we are given? We received. To say the brachot like this, that's how we have to say it. We cannot say, well, the Abu Darham, he said it doesn't matter. So therefore, let me say what I want. No. That's not what it means. Alfi Kabbalah, especially with the Torah that was revealed in the last 500 years, starting with Ari HaKadosh, onto the Mekubalim, onto the Baal Shem Tov, the Gaon Mivilna, and up until today, we have to stay true to the number of the words, of the letters even, that we have in the tefillah. So Hashem yizakenu that our tefillot should be mitkabel, and that we should always pray in the correct way, so that we should see only shefa, bracha ve'atzlacha tamid.
Amen.
Ve'naaseh kaddish.
Yes,
it's
something that take
different sukim
in Ashkenazim. Because you have different also in the Gemara, you have different tanaim that come up with different sukim.
Nachon, very true.
And I'll also tell you about the Torah, the Chumash, the Torah that we have. Letters that are added in different...
Be careful when...
I know, I'm very careful, but I heard that.
We're talking about one letter in the Torah, Petzua Daka, which also we learned about. That we learned about in the Gemara. So, by the Temanim, if I'm not mistaken, I think in the Sefer of the Temanim, it's with the Aleph, and by us, it's with the
Hey. Doesn't that mess up the whole count,
though? Listen, who am I? But I'm just saying, don't say that, you know, Edot have different words, and people are going to think it's like the Sidur, that there are many differences. No, we're talking about one letter, which Rav Ovadia has a beautiful Tshuva in Yechavidat, I think it's in Chelek Vav, a beautiful tshuva on that. Where does it come from? You know, who's more, what's the masoret really, and so on. So that's one thing. Yes, that's true. That's true. Also, we mentioned in Pesach Sheni, Be'sifro shel Rabbi Meir, Haya Kotnot Or, with the Aleph. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir. Who knows what that's referring to, Bichlal? But otherwise, when it comes to the Sefer Torah, Rabbi Nisa, you know that.
One letter?
That's it. That's it. Wow. When it comes to Sefer Torah, isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. Yeah. Jewish people? Hey, Jewish people that fight over everything, we have the same. We have the same. Hina nachnu itkavatsnu biyachad, and we see, tivdok ta Sefer Torah, same words. Mamash, same words. That should get to us. You know, that should get to us to show us the validity, the emet shel Torah. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.